Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I'm Pia Krishnakutty. I cover the Ministry of External Affairs for the Print, and I have with me today Keshav Padmanabhan, who is also part of our team covering foreign affairs. And this week, we will be releasing a four-part series on the growing importance of transport corridors across the world. In fact, the first story is already out, and we will be focusing on this story today.
Today, we release the first story in this series on how India is pushing for big transnational transport corridors from east to the west. Whether it is the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, also known as IMEC, the International North-South Transport Corridor, or known as INSTC, or the Trilateral Highway in Southeast Asia, or the Chennai-Vladivostok route to the east, these corridors, many of which are still a work in progress, have become significant. The envisaged corridors will see multiple countries in action, some of whom are seen as adversaries and not partners.
So government sources told the Print that India views these transport corridors as necessary to meet its fast-paced economic growth, and also as a tool to nurture strategic alliances. This comes at a time when, according to the International Monetary Fund, India is the fastest growing economy in the world, poised to grow roughly 7%. And whether it's the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea or the 2021 Suez Canal blockage that halted global shipping for 6 days, countries have been exploring safe and alternate routes for goods transit. As US President Joe Biden said while announcing the IMEC at the G20 summit in Delhi last year, he said, "Economic corridors, you're going to hear that phrase more than once, I expect, over the decade."
For this series, we'll be looking at three projects that India is involved in: IMEC, INSTC, and the India-Thailand-Myanmar Trilateral Highway. Just a quick background on these three. The IMEC seeks to connect India to the Gulf and Europe. India, the US, Saudi Arabia, UAE, the European Union, Italy, France, and Germany have signed onto this. Questions still loom over funding and implementation, especially since it envisages Israel's Haifa port to be a part of it at a time when the Israel-Hamas war is raging. The INSTC, however, is not new. It was conceptualized in 2000, well before China's Belt and Road Initiative was proposed, and initially intended to send goods from India to Russia through Iran. Now there are over a dozen countries involved. The first set of goods was transited through INSTC in July 2022. The Trilateral Highway in Southeast Asia, though believed to be 70% complete, has been shadowed by the security situation in Myanmar, as well as the neighboring state of Manipur, which has seen a bloody conflict between ethnic groups. So stay tuned to our following reports on these individual transit routes, which will be more detailed.
So back to the story that we released today on the growing importance of transport corridors. Government sources told the Print that when it comes to the trilateral highway between India, Myanmar and Thailand, the political instability in Myanmar, especially South Myanmar, where rebel groups are active, there's no guarantee that the first segment of the highway, which is linking the Indian city of Moray right up to the Myanmar city of Kalewa, won't face damage. So there are definitely fears or other concerns in the government regarding construction of this roadway in the face of violence. Unlike the IMEC and the INSTC, which are massive transnational corridors involving sea, railway and road routes, the trilateral highway is only a road route, and only three countries are involved in it. But of late, External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has started to link the IMEC and the Trilateral Highway, saying that together they have, could be rather, veritable changes connecting the Pacific to the Atlantic. And he also said these two, the IMEC and the Trilateral Highway, can provide lateral land-based connectivity from Europe all the way to the Indo-Pacific.
These transport corridors are as much economic as they are political, especially since the partners in one project versus another are usually seen as adversaries. India, however, enjoys a position in these. The IMEC is largely being viewed in opposition to China's BRI, which Chinese President Xi Jinping has been pushing as the project of the century. It has seen close to $1 trillion in Chinese investments made by Beijing, and has changed the geopolitical conversation surrounding connectivity projects. The IMEC member countries have announced $20 billion for it, though private lending will likely be utilized too. The BRI saw China attempting to fill a vacuum in infrastructure spending which existed globally. The G7 recognized this infrastructure gap in 2021 when it announced the Build Back Better World, or the B3W. The B3W program aimed to bridge a $40 trillion infrastructure gap in the developing world and offer an alternative to the BRI.
Now, the efforts were eventually renamed the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, or simply PGII, on the sidelines of the G7 Leaders Summit in Hiroshima last year. The IMEC is a project under the PGII. And the IMEC would see goods shipped from India's western coast to the UAE and travel via rail to Saudi Arabia and then possibly through Jordan to Israel. Now, neither Israel nor Jordan signed the original MOU for the IMEC. The project could see the port of Haifa in Israel being a part of it. And from this port, operated by the Adani Group, an Indian company, the goods would be shipped to Europe, where Greece, another non-signatory to the corridor, claimed the port of Piraeus to be the gateway for the continent, or rather to the continent, for European goods. However, if such a project would come to fruition and offer an alternative to China, it should be noted that the majority stakeholder of the Piraeus port and its operator is a Chinese state-owned company known as China COSCO Shipping.
So the IMEC has seen interest from Israel, a country that has only in recent years been able to normalize ties with countries in West Asia, especially after the 1990s. In fact, Turkey, another country in this region, proposed its own Iraq development road right after IMEC was announced in September 2023. The project would see goods transferred to the Grand Four port at the tip of Iraq and then carried by land to Turkey before they reached Europe. According to reports, the UAE and Qatar are keen on such a project.
Meanwhile, the Greek Prime Minister was in India 2 months ago. And Greece, a country with a history of tense relations with Turkey, has staked its claim to being the gateway to Europe for the IMEC. And therefore, this just goes to show that membership in such projects also impacts a nation's foreign policy standing. For instance, Italy, the only G7 member, part of the BRI, withdrew from this Chinese-led project in 2023 and is a founding signatory of the IMEC MOU.
Thank you for listening to The Print. For more such news and analysis, subscribe to theprint.in/subscribe.
Thank you for listening.